Before we start, make sure you're sitting or lying down comfortably. Turn off your phone, put the cat out. Do whatever you need to do to make sure you can be completely relaxed and comfortable for a little while. If you're ready now, we can begin. Some people think that hypnosis is like magic. I say some magic words, and you magically turn into an obedient zombie. It doesn't really work that way, though. Hypnosis is really just a state of very focused relaxation. A state that most people enter into without noticing it several times each day. When you're watching TV and find your mind wandering, or walking to some familiar place and not noticing the journey passing. What we're going to do now is just slide gently into that state. You don't need to try. It will just happen automatically. If you close your eyes to listen to this file, just open them up again for me now. Pick out a spot on the wall just below the ceiling. That's right. And just let your eyes focus on that spot. Keep your attention on that spot now. That's great. It's funny how people seem never to notice how much tension they have built up in their bodies throughout the day until they make a conscious effort to relax. I wonder if you've already started to notice some tension leaving your body as you rest comfortably there, keeping your eyes focused on that spot. I'd like you to try something with me now. Just tense up your legs. Tense up your legs so that the muscles feel tight and rigid, and just hold them there a moment as you take a deep breath in. And as you keep your eyes focused also, and listen to my voice, now just relax them again and breathe out. That's great. And as you let go of the tension, just notice how good it feels to let your legs go limp and heavy, letting them rest very naturally. Enjoying the fact that you have to make no effort to hold them tight. You did really well there. Now, still focusing on that one spot on the wall, keeping your concentration there. This time, when you tense your legs and take that deep breath in, and feel the muscles go rigid. Also tense your arms and hands, tightly squeezing so that you can feel the vibrations. Try that now and hold it tight, focusing on the sensation of tension and on my voice, and keeping that spot on the wall in view. And let go. Just let your body drain of all the stress and tension, and just relax deeply now. Feel the weight of your body pulling you down deeply. That's right. And you may find that your eyes want to close now. That's okay. You can just let them close naturally as you feel that wave of relaxation wash over your whole body. A lovely feeling of relief that your muscles have no more work to do for a while, that they can just let go and allow your limbs to rest heavily, heavily and deeply relaxed. And I wonder if now, with your eyes closed and your body feeling heavy and relaxed, if you can picture in your mind a simple burning candle. It might be any color or any shape. There could be beads of melted wax running down the sides. It might be in a particular candle holder or in a particular place. Just notice the flame now and allow your imagination to create the colors in the very heart of that flame. Imagine the flickering, dancing flame and just breathe deeply, just watching the changing colors in the flame of the candle as you allow yourself to relax more and more, allowing your body to get rid of the last tiny bits of tension that still remain. That's great. And as you relax more and more, it may be that you stop paying attention to my words. That's okay. Your subconscious mind will pay attention for you, so that you can just relax and breathe and enjoy feeling so peaceful and happy. And as you're relaxing there, watching the flame of the candle in your imagination, I wonder if you're able to start counting down from 100. Starting from 100, going down in your mind to 99, then to 98, to 97. Counting down in your mind as you relax and watch the flame of the candle, just allowing your body to rest heavily and peacefully. And it may be that you lose count of the numbers. You may find that you skip a few here or there as you just relax and allow yourself to breathe, listening to my voice and watching the bright flickering flame of the candle in your mind's eye, feeling so peaceful and so wonderful, having no responsibilities to think about right now, having nothing else that needs your attention, nothing but how wonderful it feels to relax and feel the weight of your body, heavy and deep, deeply relaxed and peaceful, with nothing else to think about now, allowing your mind to take you deeper and deeper, the further down the numbers you go. The further down you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the further down you go. Watching the candle flame, burning and flickering and dancing, relaxing and counting down, further and further down, and breathing, and thinking about nothing in particular now, allowing your mind to just let go of everything. Just letting go of everything. Feeling so good, so relaxed, so deep and wonderfully peaceful, with nothing to do now but just to relax. Now, as you rest there, comfortable and relaxed, notice how you're starting to feel. Little by little, just a slight tingling, a slight feeling of arousal, starting in the smallest way. Your imagination filling with delicious and sensual images, swelling and growing, little by little, steadily. Small tingles, stretching into full-blown arousal. It feels so good. So you can just allow yourself to feel it. Growing and growing, anticipating. Maybe you can imagine that you feel my hands stroking your tender skin, knowing just how to touch you, making you feel so good. And I'll tell you something, a secret. I like to know that you're excited. I like to see you straining and thrusting your hips a little, wanting the next touch. It's a beautiful sight. Your body rising, your pulse throbbing, wanting, begging, reduced to a helpless, moaning bundle of nerve ends, almost desperate. I love to see you this way. It makes me so happy to see you wanting, needing. And you want to make me happy, don't you? I know that you do. You want that even more than you want to orgasm. Because the best part of it all, the best part, is the anticipation. And you know that deep in your own mind, the best part is the anticipation and not the orgasm itself. Because after you come, it's all over. And that incredible, indescribable feeling of wanting, needing, the mindless and intense pleasure of being so incredibly aroused is just gone. After you come, it doesn't feel good anymore. Everything is just normal. You want to make me happy, and you want to make yourself happy. Happy knowing that the best part is wanting to come. Happy to just revel in the want and the need and the desperation and let it soak you through with desire. You can orgasm if you want to, if you really want to. But you know that if you do, you won't feel good anymore. You'll just feel normal and boring. And you won't feel special anymore. Feeling special and wonderful and amazing only comes from not allowing yourself to orgasm. Holding back all the desire and need and delicious frustration. Holding it back for me because you want to. Because the best part of sex is the anticipation. Feeling so incredibly horny and so frustrated and so desperate to come and not allowing yourself to release. Because the best part of sex is the anticipation. Because I love to see you this way. Because you love to please me. Because once it's over, it doesn't feel special anymore. And you want to be special. Need to be special. So you will not allow yourself to orgasm. And it feels so good not to allow yourself to orgasm. To get so close and then stop. Knowing that your self-control is an incredible gift to me. Knowing that the best part of sex is the anticipation. And if you get to a point eventually, if you've listened to this file over and over for days and days, like I know you will want to, if you get to a point where you feel so desperate that you can't hold it off anymore, then you can send me a private message and you can ask for my permission to come and I might send you a message back, allowing you to do so, enjoying it as much as possible. And I might not send you a message back, keeping you instead in a more desperate state than ever. Because we both know that the anticipation is the best part of sex, not the orgasm itself. In a moment now, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and you can start to feel more awake and alert. Awake, alert, and so incredibly horny, so desperate to come. That's right. We'll start now. 10. 9. Starting to be aware of your body now. 8. 7. Feeling more alert. 6. More alert with each word I speak. 5. 4. Feeling refreshed and aware. 3. Almost there now. 2. Almost completely awake now, feeling wonderful. 1. Completely awake and alert now, feeling awake and refreshed and so good.